This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Dr. Edith Hill, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Warren.
How are you? Now, it's hot over there in Adelaide. Are you coping?
Oh, my God, I'm not coping. It is so hot. It is so, so hot, and I'm a puddle of a human.
Do you know what? Whilst you're not coping with the heat, which no doubt is going to come over our way very, very shortly, I'm sitting here munching on these chocolate eggs that I bought today. They're so yummy. I've been eating them all day. And last time we spoke, you were talking about how you started running because you were watching these things on TikTok. I think I'm going to have to start doing it today because I've just eaten a whole packet of them.
Honestly, if you want to, that's up to you. But I think these two things can exist together and separately. I think you can have as many eggs as you want and also run, and they don't have to be related.
Okay, fair enough. But talking about chocolate and talking about chocolate eggs, there is someone who is in hot water, an events company, because of a promotion involving chocolate. Tell us about that.
This is so interesting. So if you're going to ask people what they thought about chocolate and something, you know, word association, maybe something to do with chocolate. First of all, I think right now, given the time of the year, you're thinking Easter yep. eggs, chocolate, amazing. I think one of the next highest things would be Willy Wonka. Mm. We've had the Timothy Chalamet make of Willy Wonka come out. There are also, is it Gene Wilder? Is that who I'm thinking of?
Yes.
And of course, the Johnny Depp. Willy Wonka's, all excellent films in different ways. But what's happened is there's an event company, this happened in America, who started an event, and it was called the Willy Chocolate Experience. We'll maybe gloss over the name there a little bit. They didn't use the word Wonka because it was not at all associated with anything to do with the actual, you know, corporation around Willy Wonka. They messed up. They messed up so, so bad.
What did they do?
So in the promotional material for this event, it looked really good. Like, at first glance, you're like, oh, my God, this looks amazing. So for context, a lot of places, especially in America or around LA, do these, like, experiences where really it's just, like, a glorified photo op. Sometimes it's fun to, like, take the kids through. It's kind of like when the Van Gogh exhibition, like the live interactive one, kind of came to Adelaide. I'm not sure where else it came, but you can like walk through these giant rooms that have the projected images up, where you could go through the sunflower room and you could stand in a room full of sunflowers. It's actually quite small. There are just mirrors projecting it. It's a cute experience, but it's really good for the photo ops. So this seemed like what they were trying to do, but instead of having legitimate promotional images, they used AI, so artificial intelligence, to generate promotional images that were far from what actually happened at this experience.
No, so it's like when you buy something, in effect, you know, and it says, you know, you go and buy some food and you look at the packet, it's a frozen meal, for example, and the hamburger looks like this on the packet, but then you stick it in the microwave and it comes out like something completely different. You feel like you've been dubbed.
Exactly. 100%. And that's exactly what happened. It's like when you order a dress online and you're like, oh, it's from Wish or it's from Temu or any of those companies. And then you get it and you're like, oh, no. And it's a completely different product. That's exactly what happened. And it was to the point that when people rocked up to this event, some of them called the police because it was so bad. And I believe, and don't quote me on this is just my opinion, it looks like people are going to have a little class action mini lawsuit and small claims to try and get their ticket prices back, because this experience was $45 US. And I highly encourage anyone with an internet connection to look up what this experience looked like. It was sad. There's like one giant lollipop, one giant gummy bear, goodness. And then it's in a warehouse where you can see all the piping and all the roofs, and they've just got some very cheap backdrops that they've kind of like hung up in, you know, maybe 2 square meters of 100 square meter space. It's It is sad. But I think what's interesting here is that they use the AI to generate these promotional images, and they got in so much trouble for it.
Sounds like rightfully so. What, I mean, anything called the Willy experience for a chocolate, I mean, it's going to turn me off in the first place. But how do we, if we want to go and see it, how do we search for it?
Well, funny you mentioned that. I actually tried to look up the Willy chocolate experience, and Google Safe Search stopped me. So actually type in the Willy Wonka chocolate experience and it will still come up. The word Wonka is not actually in the promotional name, but for some people you might have to include that in it to actually get the correct results. But what you will actually find particularly frustrating about this, Warren, is if I said, hey, I've got us tickets to go to the Willy Wonka chocolate experience, you would probably assume that there would be chocolate.
Oh my God, I'd be so excited. I want to be glued.
There was no chocolate. No chocolate at all, and they were giving out 3 jelly beans per child.
I'd be 3. So angry.
They're gone in a second. They dissolve in your mouth. 3 jelly beans and no chocolate. No wonder people called the police.
I'd be calling the police too. You'd be so disappointed, wouldn't you, as I reach into my bag of beans.
I'd be so mad.
Okay, let's move on to this next one. And just reading about this, when I was a kid, my I had curly hair, really tight curly hair. I'm talking, you know, the type that my mother would puff up with one of those fork things, those perming fork things. Anyway, and one day my brother got some worms and put it in my hair, and they were in my hair.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I was in complete panic over it. I was like, get them out. It was awful. It was horrible. It was horrifying. It scarred me for life. I still think about it now. But someone has been panicking on TikTok. What's going on there?
So if we thought the Willy Wonka chocolate experience wasn't very appetizing, this is a far less appetizing topic. So if you are eating, stop now.
Stop.
So what this creator has done, her name is Hope Schwig, and she's a TikToker, and she posted a video in full panic. I'm talking screaming, crying, throwing up type of panic, like full panic attack, saying that she had just gone to the bathroom, and this is where you should stop eating, and after using the facilities, saw worms.
So it is worms
in the toilet.
Oh my goodness!
Actual worms. So she's having a proper panic. I think so.
Oh my goodness!
And so she's freaking out, and of course has posted a TikTok video. But the part that I found fascinating is that the audience, the people watching, completely derailed the purpose of this video. She's gone on thinking, "Oh my God, I'm posting this embarrassing video because I think I've got bloody worms."
Why would you do this?
And what happened is people ended up saying, "Hey babes, what mascara are you using? Because you're having a full cry right now, and it still looks amazing."
Oh my God! What? I mean, so many questions. But why would you post a video if you had worms? There's no way I'd be straight down to the pharmacy.
Oh my God. I mean, could never be me. You would never catch me admitting that had happened, let alone posting about it immediately after.
No.
But people seem to not actually care. My first thought was, oh my God, worms. Apparently the audience was, actually, what mascara are you using? So she posts a follow-up video saying, you guys are crazy. I just posted about having worms, but yeah, okay, here's a mascara tutorial, and showed everyone how she curled her lashes and what mascara she used, because even in a full panic, that mascara did not run.
So
high praise.
And I suppose the mascara company, have they seen this?
I haven't actually checked though, but imagine the promotion. I have actually been sold on a product in a similar way in the past, not worm related, but you'll get it in a second. When I first started wearing makeup, I was trying to look for the perfect black liquid liner, the perfect one. And anyone out there who wears makeup will understand, this is not an easy thing to find the perfect product. And so I was searching and I saw a review of an eyeliner that said that this person had put it on in the morning, had a full day, got into a car accident, had to go through that whole process, had the paramedics there, and they were transported to hospital. When they finally saw themselves that night, their mascara and their eyeliner was still bloody perfect, and they had left this review on the eyeliner product page, and I bought it. Because if you can go through all of that business and still have a perfect black wing, I am buying that product.
Do you know what? I mean, this is great. This particular video of the worms, there's, you know, the two companies. You could get the maker of the worming treatment and the mascara people. I mean, they're both going to benefit from it, aren't they? It's great. It's a perfect advertisement. They're halves.
Oh, my God. The perfect collab. Oh, my God. I was not expecting that.
Now, something else that's happened, a poor creator named Emma. Why is Emma getting eaten alive? I mean, when I hear the word eaten alive, I get scared. What's going on?
Yeah, so bless her heart. I'm in two minds about this. I'm a bit like, you know, you might deserve some of the roasting that's happening. But on the other side, it's like, okay, you're very young. So Emma is a young creator. She's about 20 years old, I think. And she had posted a video that was actually stitching another video. So that stitching means basically there was an existing piece of content, you cut it off at a certain point and then add your own take to the end. So at the beginning of her video, it's an older woman, not actually older, but just older than Emma. And it's a millennial saying, you know, millennials can't afford to have kids. Kids are expensive. We can't afford childcare. We can't afford to have kids and work and do all of these things in this economy. Oh my God, too hard. And so Emma stitched this video saying that, you know, all life decisions like this are all based on priorities. And I'm one of 11 and my dad worked and my mum stayed home with all of us. And all you have to do is sacrifice your career. Women should stay at home, look after the children. And you shouldn't have to worry about affording childcare because you have inbuilt childcare in mothers. And yeah, she said, my parents did it and we were fine. And yeah, she's getting roasted.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of... Yeah, rightfully so. I mean, why can't the father stay at home too?
Well, that's part of the roast is that it's a very, you know, gender norm kind of take on things that you have a man and a woman. Obviously, forget single mothers and same-sex couples and all of that kind of stuff. But the idea that, one, you could afford to raise 11. Sorry, she's one of 11. Mm. 11 children on one income. My goodness. And in the comments, people are saying, hey, if your dad could support 11 children, so plus two adults, so 13 people on one income, you guys are not middle class.
No.
There's something else going on here. So some of the favorite comments, one of the highest ones was, hey, I wish I was this out of touch with reality too. Or, hey, Emma, you know, quick question, how much do your parents make? Or what's your dad's job? Or... also, your dad probably bought his house in the 80s for $40,000. You are not talking to a relatable experience. And she came back and did a quote-unquote apology/not-apology video saying that she stood by everything and said, hey, it's all about priorities.
So she doubled down.
People are spending too much money. She doubled down and said, oh, I could have been a bit more eloquent, but in reality... You should, if you want to have children, you have to prioritize them. You cannot have a career and have kids at the same time. And it's not the government's responsibility to make sure there's affordable childcare, which is the bit that really bugged me because that's literally their job. So.
Has anyone gone back to the original creator who posted the video saying, you know, it's too expensive for millennials to have kids and said anything there?
Well, there have been a lot of videos around this one in general and a lot of older people saying like, hey, look, this is how much money I make. This is how much my childcare is. And actually breaking it down, I saw someone in the comments saying that for their three kids, and bear in mind this person was from America, said for their three kids, their childcare per year was $34,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Which for some people in America, if you think about the USD conversion, that's someone's full-time salary. And they said, I'm a teacher and my entire wage goes to paying for childcare. But Emma's response is that, you know, you could just stay home and then your childcare is covered. So I don't know why you're complaining.
Mm.
And it's interesting to have someone so young and so naive getting so much negative attention. But also, you're really living in a bit of a vacuum if you think that this is an accessible thing for most people. And just raises a lot of questions around the inaffordability of childcare and how difficult it is to have to pay to have children and how millennials are having less kids because it's expensive to look after yourself, let alone look after another person.
Edith, you know why I love chatting to you? Because you get to tell us everything that's going on TikTok and what's happening and everyone getting roasted, etc. And it saves us from having to post anything. Because you've got to be so careful, don't you?
Yeah. Honestly, yes. And I haven't really said this before, but I do have a TikTok and I do post things on TikTok. But oh my God, am I careful. I am so careful. I'm a teacher. Like, I'm a teaching specialist at university. So yes, I do research, but most of my time is teaching. And every time I go to post something, I think, okay, if my students saw this and came to class tomorrow and roasted me for it, would I be embarrassed or not? And I kind of use that as my guidepost where it's like, you know what? This would be okay. It's a little outfit of the day video. I'm okay with them seeing that because they see me every day anyway. Would I share anything remotely embarrassing? Absolutely not. I am not risking getting roasted in my class.
Edith, great to chat with you. We'll talk to you again next week.
No problems. Enjoy the chocolate eggs.
Enjoy the heat. Thanks, Edith. Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer in Learning and Teaching Innovation from Flinders University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.